Hi, this is Stacey Kent, and I'm here talking to you today on jazzfm.com about my new album, The Changing Lights.
Jazz FM. Listen in color.
The Changing Lights is an album that was a long time coming. What I enjoy about this is not only do I enjoy every single song that's on this album, and I feel like it's a really personal album. It's very close to my heart right now, but also I love looking back at the whole process. It was a very long process. I knew for a long time that I was going to make this album, but I took a long time to make it, and that's because I just wanted to let things ferment. I wanted things to have happen naturally. I wanted things to happen that I didn't know yet were going to happen, but I knew that they were there. More specifically, some of the encounters that I've had in the last few years with some of the Brazilian heroes of mine who are now friends, who are very much a part of this album. So the process of watching Jim Tomlinson, my husband and composer and producer, write some of these songs with Ishiguro, with Ladera, watching the whole process was a huge part of the joy, not just the simple recording of itself. This Happy Madness, funnily enough, was the first song that I knew was going to be on this album, because I think it was one of the most all-encompassing themes. If there's one unified emotion that runs through this album and every one of the songs, I would say it is that of longing, of yearning, or if we want to put it in the Brazilian way, of saudade in each one of these stories. And this Happy Madness, which I love as our opener too, because it's so inviting, it's so alluring. It's a happy ending love song. She finds her love, but there's something niggling there. There's something that's not quite right, and it makes you feel this this tension, this push and this pull. It's quite a sad and melancholic lyric in a major key. I happen to be a lover of a sad song in a major key. It's something I'm very attracted to. And this one, Jim arranged so beautifully because it has that Colla Voce opening chorus where it feels very optimistic, but then it breaks out into the more rhythmic chorus. And I feel like the melancholy of the song, ironically, in that rhythmic groove, in that propulsion, really stands out. And so I'm enjoying the tension of this. It's got this very sweet and pretty melody. It is quite happy, but it's got this melancholy to it. And I think that that's kind of the embodiment of this album.
What should I call this happy madness that I feel inside of me? Some kind of wild October gladness that I never thought I'd see. What has become of all my sadness, all my endless lonely sighs? Where are my sorrows now? What happened to that frown, and is that self-contented clown standing there grinning in the mirror really me? I'd like to run through Central Park, carve your initials in the bark of every tree I pass for everyone to see. I feel that I've gone back to childhood, and I'm skipping through the wildwood, so excited that I don't know what to do. What do I care if I'm a juvenile? I smile my secret little smile, because I know the change in me is you. What should I call this happy madness, all this unexpected joy that turned the world into a baby's bouncing toy? The gods are laughing far above. One of them gave a little shove, and I fell gaily, gladly, madly into love. should I call this happy madness that I feel inside of me? Some kind of wild October gladness that I never thought I'd see. What has become of all my sadness, all my endless lonely sighs? Where are my sorrows now? What happened to that frown, and is that self-contented clown standing there grinning in the mirror really me? I'd like to run through Central Park, carve your initials in the bark of every tree I pass for everyone to see. I feel that I've gone back to childhood, and I'm skipping through the wild woods so excited that I don't know what to do. What do I care if I'm a juvenile? I smile my secret little smile because I know the change in me is you. What should I call this happy madness, all this unexpected joy that turned the world into a baby's bouncing toy? The gods are laughing high above. One of them gave a little shove, and I fell gaily, gladly, madly into love. Because I know the change in me is you. What should I call this happy madness, all this unexpected joy that turned the world into a baby's bouncing toy? The gods are laughing high above. One of them gave a little shove, and I fell gaily, gladly, madly into love.
The Summer We Crossed Europe in the Rain, again, a wonderful title. So many of the titles of these songs, even before the songs themselves are heard, are so evocative and alluring. This one was written for me by Jim Tomlinson and Kazuo Shigoro. Great songwriting team. Again, a song of longing. This couple in this particular story are longing to go back to something that they once had. And yet it's not bitter. There's something very sweet about it, something very bittersweet. They long for that place that they once were. Again, that youthful optimism. And I think it's a wonderful marriage of a lyric and a melody. Jim wrote this beautiful line that runs through the song, this musical melodic theme that runs through the song that pulls you back into that emotional state on this song. It's sad, it's sweet. I love singing this song.
You say it's the way these passing years have treated you, that the weight of the dreams you once carried has now defeated you, that our candlelit dinners will all just be reheated through. Our quarrels and disappointments just get repeated too. Well, I've packed our bags. I know I should have consulted you. pretending to bargain would have only insulted you. So do just as I say, we'll go away today. The fire still burns, whatever you may claim. Let's be young again, if only for the weekend. Let's be fools again, let's fall in at the deep end. Let's do once more all the things we did before. The summer we crossed Europe. Hotel, the crooked balcony door, from where we stood and watched the market in the downpour, sharing warm baguettes on sunny cathedral steps, dancing the tango, waiting for our train. Let's be young again, if only for the weekend. Let's be fools again, let's fall in at the deep end. Let's do once more all the things we did before. The summer we crossed Europe in the rain.
One Note Samba, great Jobim classic, I knew was going to be part of this album early on. Again, it was on the list while I was making list upon list upon list, which is part of the joy of making an album. What's going to go on the album? This was always there because it's a classic. So many people have played it, and yet I love the way in which we play it. It's a joyous song to sing and play. It's very buoyant. And I love Jim's arrangement of it, too. He puts in these extra bars in between the phrases, which allow the phrases in themselves to be heard. I love the lyric of this. I love the joining of the lyric and the melody, that we come back. Harmonically, we're going back to that one note in the same way, I have to come back to you. And it's fun, and I think the band plays it just beautifully. So we love playing it live as well.
This is just a little samba built upon a single note. Other notes are bound to follow, but the root is still that note. Now this new one is the consequence of the war we've just been through. As I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you. There's so many people who can talk and talk and talk and just say nothing or nearly nothing. I have used up all the skill and I know at the end I've come to nothing or nearly nothing. So I come back to that first note as I must come back to you. I will pour into that one note all the love I feel for you. Anyone who wants the whole show, re mi fa sol la ti do, he will find himself with no show. Better play that note you know.
Mais Uma Vez is a composition that was written especially for me by Jim Tomlinson, this time with Portuguese poet Antonio Ladeira. Antonio Ladeira happened to be my Portuguese poetry professor a few years ago when I was studying, still studying, but while I was at college. And I read his poetry and I fell in love with it. I thought it was just beautiful. And we had great chemistry and sort of like with the Ishiguro, I approached him and sort of like how it came about very naturally with Ishiguro, I approached Antonio and asked him if he would consider writing some songs with us, and he jumped at it and he said, absolutely. And we started to talk about what kind of language we would use and what kind of stories we would tell. And he wrote this, Mais Uma Vez, which is a story of longing. It's a circular love story. I think, again, very beautiful marriage of lyric and melody. And even if one doesn't speak Portuguese, because it doesn't really matter, the poetry is in the sound of the words themselves. It's got this very haunting, circular melody and rhythm going through it. It's another joy to play and sing. I loved recording this.
My mais uma vez o céu azul voltou. A chuva já parou, a primavera me ensinou a amar você. Mais uma vez os rios obedeceram aquela lei antiga que manda em minha vida, a vida destruída, restituída. Mais uma vez, mais uma vez sonhei que as flores voltavam e um pássaro cruzava todo o azul do céu, do nosso céu. Mais uma vez nem lembro o que dissemos ou que desdissemos, só sei que não queremos, só sei que não quisemos dizer adeus. Mais uma vez, mais uma vez aqui em frente ao espelho, invento outro conselho, me dou o que não tenho, eu vou, mas sempre venho. Mais uma vez o amor que a gente faz, o amor que a gente fez, o que morreu e hoje nasceu é seu. Mais uma vez, mais uma vez o céu azul voltou, a chuva já parou, a primavera me ensinou a amar você. Mais uma vez os rios obedeceram aquela lei antiga que manda em minha vida, a vida destruída, restituída. Mais uma vez, mais uma vez sonhei que as flores voltavam e um pássaro cruzava todo o azul do céu, do nosso céu. Mais uma vez nem lembro o que dissemos ou o que desdissemos, só sei que não queremos, só sei que não quisemos dizer adeus. Mais uma vez, mais uma vez aqui em frente ao espelho, invento outro conselho, me dou o que não tenho, eu vou, mas sempre venho. Mais uma vez o amor que a gente faz, o amor que a gente fez, o que morreu e hoje nasceu é seu. Outro conselho, me dou o que não tenho, eu vou, mas sempre venho. Mais uma vez o amor que a gente faz, o amor que a gente fez, o que morreu e hoje nasceu é seu. Mais uma.
waiter, puts an enormous smile on my face just to look at it on the song list. This is another song written by Jim Tomlinson and Kazuo Shiguro. Again, just full of joy. And yet it has that tension that I was talking about earlier in the song. She sat at this table with this prospective love of her life in front of her, just wants to get it right, wants to make sure she does the right things, says the right things, orders the right things in the right way, and calls to this waiter to help her out. When Jim wrote this song, he says that he was inspired by Ishiguro's novel Remains of the Day. This is lighter than The Remains of the Day, but for anybody who has read or seen Remains of the Day, they might see that inadvertent connection between the protagonist, the butler, in that and in this. I'm not sure it's that direct a connection, but I love the way that he thinks about that and that he was inspired by that.
Rescue. I cannot understand a word that's written on this menu. Not that I'm unaccustomed to this kind of smart cuisine, but what you've handed me is in a language I've never seen. And the way my companion here keeps gazing over at me makes me feel like I'm drifting further and further out to sea. Everything looks so frightening. Everything here looks so nice. Oh, waiter, please, waiter, I really need your advice. Waiter, oh, waiter, I feel so embarrassed. If this is really French, it's not the kind they use in Paris. What is this crab and lobster foam? What's in this cassoulet? While my companion's so at home, so terribly au fait, I need some words of wisdom. I need you to take my side. For very soon I know will come the moment to decide. Won't you help me through this menu? Won't you please just catch my eye? So waiter, oh waiter, please help me out tonight. Underneath that stiff tuxedo, you must be human too. You'll have had your days of heartbreak and days when your dreams came true. But this menu is as baffling as anything I've ever seen. And the way he looks across at me with his sardonic gaze makes me feel I'm drifting further out into the choppy waves. Everything looks so frightening. Everything here looks so nice. Oh, waiter, please, waiter, I really need your advice. Underneath that stiff tuxedo, you must be human too. You'll have had your days of heartbreak and days when your dreams came true.
Quinho is such a thrill for me to have on this album. And this is one of those songs that I was talking about earlier when I said I waited a little extra while to make this album because I wanted to let things ferment. And something truly magnificent happened to me and for me that allowed me to sing this song in this way on this album. I play it on the album with the composer himself, Roberto Menescal. Roberto wrote this as a young, hugely talented guy on the beaches of Rio de Janeiro, hanging out with his friends, Marcus Valle and Jobim and Rinaldo Boscoli, with whom he wrote this song. I was invited down to Rio to perform at the 80th birthday celebration of the great statue of Christ the Redeemer up on Corcovado, O Cristo Redentor. This was an immense event, an amazing event, because it was a Brazilian event. All Brazilian musicians, so many of my heroes were on stage that night. And it was a huge honor to be there because Jim and I were the only foreigners asked to partake in this. We were the only foreigners asked to participate in this event. So it was such an honor and such a buzz to be up on that stage that night. And I performed with Marcus Valle, who sang, with whom I sang so nice. When I came off the stage with Marcus, coming up the stairs to go on stage next was Roberto Menescal. I was a huge Menescal fan, and I knew his music, but I'd never met him or seen him in person. And there he was standing in front of me. And I came down the stairs. It was such a shock. I didn't know he was going to be there. I'm already buzzing from the performance, and I just looked him in the eye, and I went, Roberto. And he looked back at me, and he went, Stacy. And I couldn't believe it. My heart is now pounding because I didn't know he knew who I was, let alone that he was a fan. And he paid me the greatest compliment that could have been paid to me in my life, because we talked for a little while before he had to go on. And we each had our iPhones in our hands, and we exchanged emails, and that's a story for later, but because we became friends and started to correspond a lot. But he told me that day that he produces a lot of records. A lot of people will know Roberto's records because he's been producing people for the last 40, 50 years in Brazil. Anyway, he told me that when young singers come along to him and want him to produce their record, he gives them my records and says, I want you to listen to Stacy. And we'll talk after that. Anyway, we became friends, and over last winter, I wrote to him and I said, would you play on my next album? And he wrote back within nanoseconds, and he said, Stacy, tell me where to be, when to be there, tell me what to wear, I'm coming. That was the greatest letter of all. And so he recorded O Baquinho with me, and he was so generous. You know, he wanted to talk to me about ideas of what I wanted, and really, all I wanted was for Roberto Menescal to play the song the way Roberto Menescal would want to play his song that he wrote in the 60s. It was an incredibly beautiful experience, and I think it's not only a great song, but it's full of love, this performance, these two people who were longing to play together. It was so joyous, and I love how he played it, and it was so inspiring to sing his song.
Jim. barquinho é deslizar no macio azul do mar. Todo é verão, o amor se faz no barquinho pelo mar que desliza sem parar. Sem intenção, nossa canção vai saindo desse mar e o sol beija o barco e luz. Dias tão azuis, volta do mar desmaia o sol e o barquinho a deslizar e a vontade de cantar. Céu tão azul, ilhas do sul e o barquinho coração deslizando na canção. Tudo isso foi paz, tudo isso traz uma calma de verão. Então um barquinho
FM. Listen in color.
The Changing Lights was written by Jim Tomlinson and Kazuo Ishiguro. And if you were to ask me what is my favorite Tomlinson Ishiguro song, it is this. I think it is the perfect marriage of melody and lyric. From the minute I heard it, I knew it was my title. Ishiguro wrote the lyric before Jim wrote the song. I read it aloud to Jim when it arrived, and he said that my reading of it was so conversational, and out of that came the song. He went away and wrote this song after hearing me recite the lyric to him. Again, it's a song of yearning. It's a song of such longing, and it's so playful in the time, because The Changing Lights is this literal story of people sitting at a light, waiting for it to change, to move forward in the traffic. But it's also metaphorical. It deals with the distant past of this couple, and then the recent past, and then the present when they meet again at the lights, as two people who've parted from one another out on the street, and then looking to the future. It's very reflective. It's a fantastic story. And it's beautifully written by Jim. Again, just a beautiful Tomlinson Ishiguro. It's quite sad, but it's also full of hope. It's melancholy, but it's full of hope.
You leaned towards the window to see the traffic up ahead. These commuters here, you said, could be the walking dead. And we vowed to guard our dreams from all the storms that lay ahead, from the winds of fear and age and compromise. Then we laughed about the hopelessness of so many people's lives as we slowly moved towards the changing square. It was late at night, the city was asleep. You were clowning in the back seat with some friends we'd found somewhere, the kind back then we'd always seem to meet. There were those in this great world, you said, just fated to go far. Among the lucky ones were we, inside their car. And your friends began to sing, "When you wish upon a star." And you clapped along like you didn't have a care. But once I turned to glance at you as we drove across the square, and your face looked haunted in the changing
light.
How Insensitive is the Jobim classic. It's hard to say that this one is full of any hope. I've talked so much about this album being a great mixture of Brazilian songs, as well as songs that were written for me that are very playful with their youthful optimism mixed with this melancholy. I couldn't really say that one about How Insensitive. It's pretty bleak and pretty sad, but it's so beautifully written. It's so delicate and so fragile. It's impossible not to feel so sad singing this song, but it's that kind of sadness that you just want to feel, that you have to feel. And this is human nature. Sometimes we do want to feel that badly, and we surround ourselves with very sad songs, which is in itself a very cathartic thing to do, even though you might not necessarily be feeling optimistic. But it's so full of longing and so full of beauty.
Oh, insensitive. I must have seemed when you told me that you loved me. I must have seemed when you told me so sincerely. Why you must have asked, did I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to say? What can you say when a love affair is over?
This next song is a blend of two songs put together. It starts with a João Bosco classic, Obebdo e Equilibrista, and then goes into Smile. Obebdo is actually, it literally means in Portuguese, the drunk and the tightrope walker. João Bosco wrote this as a tribute to Charlie Chaplin's Smile, and that's why we put them together. Jim opens this up with Graham on piano, and they play this very longing, sweet version of the Brazilian classic. And then we go into Smile, and there's a long story about Bebedo that I wish I had time to tell, but people can Google it because it's a great story that goes along with this song by João. But Smile for me is the song that spells it out for us. It talks about the human condition and what we love about the human condition, which is basically that no matter what happens to you in your life, you smile and you look for a way forward. That out of something sometimes quite disastrous can come something quite beautiful. The human condition is simply to look for hope and to look for good and to move forward. I read recently something that somebody had written about my interpretation of Brazilian music, and he said, Brazil is not only a country, but it's a region of the heart. And I loved that, the region of the heart being this place. It's Brazilian, but it's also universal. It speaks to all of us. That out of that sadness and out of that pain can come this optimism. And that is what comes out of Brazilian music, that youthful optimism mixed with that pain and that melancholy. And I think that that's what is said and played here in Obebedo Equilibrista and Smile.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every every trace of sadness.
Like a Lover was written by a huge hero of mine, Brazilian hero Dori Caymmi. This time he paired with the great American song lyricists Marilyn and Ellen Bergman. It's about as romantic a song as there could be. This was originally written in Portuguese as O Cantador. Here it's the lyric is quite different, but it's such a great melody. It's such a great lyric, and I'm thoroughly inspired by Dori Caymmi's version or versions of it, as well as Elis Regina.
Like a lover, the morning sun slowly rises and kisses you away. Your smile is soft and drowsy as you let it play upon your face. Oh, how I dream I could be like the morning sun to you. Like a lover, the river wind sighs and ripples its fingers through your hair. Having known a sweeter place, oh, how I dream I might be like the river wind to you. How I envy a cup that knows your lips. Let it be me, my love, and a table that feels your fingertips. Let it be me. Let me be your love, bring an end to the endless days and nights without you. Like a lover, the velvet moon shares your pillow and watches while you sleep. Its light arrives on tiptoe, gently taking you in its embrace. Velvet moon to you. How I envy a cup that knows your lips. Let it be me, my love, and a table that feels your fingertips. Let it be me. Let me be your love, bring an end to the endless days and nights without you. Like a lover, the velvet moon shares your pillow and watches while you sleep. Its light arrives on tiptoe, gently taking you in its embrace.
The Face I Love was written by another one of my Brazilian heroes, and I'm thrilled to say one of my dearest friends, Marcus Valle. This is such a joy to sing. It's such a beautiful outlook and very romantic, and has that real signature Marcus Valle touch. Marcus has an unbelievable relationship to melody. If you talk to him about it, he's so modest and sort of shrugs like it's just this thing that he does. But his understanding of melody is so profound. And the more I sing his songs, the more in awe do I become. And I want to just say as a footnote here, because I've been singing so much with Marcus recently, it's amazing to experience the playing of these songs with him and to understand his relationship to melody. As a singer, watching him, he also sings, and he sings beautifully. What a gorgeous voice he has. But to sing with him, the way he watches me and the way he phrases at the piano with me, or at the guitar, because he plays both, but on stage he's usually playing the piano, and the way in which he phrases with me and watches me breathe so closely and watches where I'll phrase so that he can play it with me is unbelievably informative. You start to understand where it is that where this understanding of melody comes from. He's so in tune with the singer and the phrasing, the natural phrasing of a lyric and how a story might be told or sung or spoken. And it's this innate understanding that makes you start to see how it is that he has such a profound understanding of how to write such a beautiful melody. He talks about also how, and so does Roberto Menescal. These guys grew up in Rio de Janeiro. They're so inspired by what Mother Nature has to offer, by all of that sky and the sun and the mountains and the sea. And no matter what they're writing, it finds its way. It pours into these very beautiful melodies that they write.
Just think of things like daffodils and peaceful sheep on clovered hills, the morning song of whippoorwills, then you'll see the face that I love. Think of any old sky getting ready to cry. Down comes the rain, but it's raining confetti. Then think of things like far-off isles and blue-green eyes and sunlit smiles, and in your hand a wishing star, the one you thought too far above. Every love leaf you introduces you to the face I love. Just think of things like daffodils and peaceful sheep on clovered hills, the morning song of whippoorwills, and you'll see the face that I love. Think of any old sky getting ready to cry. Down comes the rain, but it's raining confetti. And think of things like far-off isles, blue-green eyes and sunlit smiles, and in your hand a wishing star, the one you thought too far above. Every love leaf you introduces you to the face I love. smiles, and in your hand a wishing star, the one you thought too far above every lovely view, introduces you to the face I love.
Atargi was written for me once again by Jim Tomlinson and Antonio Ladera. They've written this beautiful song, and we asked Roberto Meniscal if he would play it, and Roberto heard it, and he said, absolutely, I'm playing this song. He said, Jim, é bem brasileiro. He said, Jim, é bem brasileira esta canção. It's so Brazilian, this song. And it's funny, because it was written by an Englishman with a Portuguese poet, and yet it's very Brazilian, this song. The melody is so sweet. The lyric is one, again, very much of longing. Just quickly, it's a story of this couple who were once again, they were young lovers living in the countryside. They've grown up, they've gone to the big city, whatever city that might be, and they're living a much more alienated life, and they're alienated from one another, and yet they refer to, it's so poetic, they refer to, you know, being in the same place, under the same sky, they're on the same time zone, they're under the same moon. All of these same things are happening to them, but they're doing it on separate paths. And so it's quite sad. But again, it's got that mixture. There's still hope in it. There's still an optimistic tinge to it, thanks to both of the people writing, Antonio, who's got that sense to him, and Jim, who's got that sensibility about him. Yeah. Atargi.
A tarde é quase pensamento, quase rio descendo a noite, onde os dias flutuassem com o vento. Além das ruas da cidade, deste tempo, nas calçadas passam passos, alguns tristes, outros risonhos, adultos compenetrados, passo apressado. São as crianças que fomos. Quero andar ainda pelos campos, pelas estradas e milhares, as mãos colhendo o eterno espanto.
Chanson Légère was written for me by Jim Tomlinson and the great French poet, lyricist Benny Beaupère. Bernie and I worked together before. He wrote a couple of the songs for my previous album, or two albums ago, Raconte-moi. He actually wrote Raconte-moi, and he also wrote La Venus de Melo. He is such a great lyricist. He's very playful. Talk about that push-pull and the tension that we're talking about. They're very sweet, but they always have this little edge to them. And he and Jim were wanting to write a song together for this album, and boy, did they. This one happened very, very quickly. Bernie handed Jim the lyric, and I read it aloud to Jim, and I remember this so well. We were out in the Rocky Mountains, and Jim said, he handed me the lyric, and he said, "Read that to me again." And you could tell he was thinking. This is so much fun working with this person that I love. You know, I watch him thinking and watch the process and what he goes through as he's writing the songs. He came up to me and he said, "Read that again." And I read it, and he said, "Yeah, I have this. I'm off." And he was just off in his own little world. And he emerged from his studio a little while later, and he said, "I've got this." And he sat down and he played Chanson Légère, which chanson is song, légère is light. It's this light love song. It's very sweet. And he played it for me on the guitar, and it was just perfect. It was just sublime, really beautiful. And it's a thrill to have Bernie back on this album. There are so many connections on this album, so many overlapping relationships on this album. Roberto Menescal and Marcus Valle are very, very old friends. Marcus refers to Roberto as one of his first mentors. Marcus is only a couple years younger than Roberto, but he was there in that first wave of Bossa Nova, and Marcus on the second. And so they're dearest, oldest friends. Then Bernie worked with Marcus Valle. I brought those two together when they were writing a song for the work I did with Marcus. So we've got Roberto, Marcus, Bernie Beaupère, Jim, who's worked with Marcus, Jim, who's worked with Roberto, Jim, who's worked with Bernie. It's amazing to see all of these guys, and then with our own band, come together at this, as this very beautiful family. It makes it all the more intense that all of these guys know each other and love each other, and make this little family that have all gone into the making of this album. I started today talking to you about the process and how much I enjoyed the process of the making of this album up until the day we got into the studio and then on. And I'll finish with that too. The whole process from start to finish up until today has just been, magnificent and very beautiful and very intense.
Je voudrais te faire une chanson légère comme une bulle de savon, un nuage de coton, une aile de papillon, une chanson éphémère comme sont les chansons qu'on chantonne dans son bain. Une chanson l'aide rien, un voyage sans bagage. Moi je voudrais te faire une chanson légère, comme une rime qui sème, quelques vers de bohème et des pieds de travers. Songe, songe, t'aime. Sans aucun stratagème, juste un peu de soleil qui effleure ton oreille, juste un frisson à peine. J'aimerais te faire une chanson légère, comme cette liqueur de fruits et de couleurs. Et aussi quelques fleurs, des mots et des musiques, un chewing-gum qu'on mastique, friandises fredonnées, caramel susurré, chocolat chuchoté. voudrais te faire une chanson légère, comme un doux courant d'air qui emporte les promesses, une chanson qui caresse, qu'on caresse cette chanson, une chanson frivole qui ne dit rien et s'envole, une balade sans retour, une chanson d'un jour. J'aimerais te faire une chanson légère, te faire une chanson légère. J'ai fini par te faire une chanson d'amour, une chanson d'amour.
FM. Listen in color.